I am the one who told you they're not gonna do this again. They're not gonna try it again. Too many of you are awake to it. It won't work this time. Oh, I was wrong.
As you can see, Whoopi is not here. She has COVID. Yes, it's back. It's back.
It's back.
But she's on the mend. She's on the tail end, and she'll probably be back this week. But sorry she's not here. For those of you who are looking forward to seeing her.
Whoopi has COVID. Ladies and gentlemen, Whoopi Goldberg has COVID. And the ladies of The View are safe and protected, not only by their vaccines, not only by their multiple booster shots. They are safe and protected because Whoopi Goldberg is isolating. She is self-isolating, which is the right thing to do for Whoopi Goldberg and The View. And it's not just the watchers of The View that are buying into the hoax again. Once again, are we in year four of this? Let's see, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023. Are we in year four of this insane madness? Quote unquote, Dr. Jill Biden tests positive for COVID-1984.
President Biden tested negative last night for COVID-19 and tested negative again today. He's not experiencing any symptoms. As far as the steps he is taking, since the president was with the First Lady yesterday, he will be masking while indoors and around people in alignment
How
with
courteous.
CDC guidance. And he, as has been the practice in the past, the president will remove his mask when sufficiently distanced from others indoors and while outside as well.
Okay, so Joseph R. Biden is going to be wearing a mask inside because that is the new CDC guidance for the new version of COVID-1984. He'll be wearing a mask inside because that's what Fauci said.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course, of course. But when you think masks, you should...
Schmutz! You definitely don't want schmutz in your mask! According to the guy interviewing the little Fauci, don't get schmutz in your mask, Mr. President, Mr. Fake Catholic Usurper in Chief Joe Biden, wearing a mask now. He'll be wearing a mask inside. That's going to help people who are thinking that he might be a lizard man or a body double, because wearing the mask will sort of disguise the obvious seam in his neck for the face that he's wearing. So it'll be a mask on top of a mask for either the lizard man or body double, whichever one he is. I don't know if you can get a body double for Whoopi Goldberg. That's asking a lot. To emulate that exact shape and mass, it's like asking for a body double for Stacey Abrams. It's like, well, so few people are that morbidly disgusting. I don't know how many people you could pay to become Stacey Abrams, the woman who claims that she lost the election for governor of Georgia, but has yet to face any federal crime for claiming that she lost that election. I don't understand why she hasn't been charged yet. She certainly should. Speaking of fraudulent people that look like Whoopi Goldberg or Stacey Abrams,
You're just a guy who's in town for the night, and it sounds like you're looking to party.
Yeah. Pulled up in a bar outside, and there's this guy that's introduced to me as Barack Obama. I had given Barack $250 to pay for coke. I start putting a line on a CD tray to snort, and next thing I know, he's got a little pipe and he's smoking. So I just started rubbing my hand along his thigh to see where it was going, and it went the direction I had intended it to go.
Even though you had sex with him twice, you did cocaine with him, watched him smoke crack twice, you had no idea who he was.
I had no idea who he was.
You just asked the obvious question, what was Obama like on crack? Is it your sense that that's who Obama is, just transactional, or that he's bisexual, or like, what is this?
It definitely wasn't Barack's first time, and I would almost be willing to bet you it wasn't as long.
The guy's running for president, and credible information comes out that he's smoking crack and having sex with dudes. That seems like a story.
Well, it would be a story if the media really cared about telling people the truth.
Tucker Carlson puts the target on his back. He's going to be assassinated now. I mean, pretty much he's got to be. That's the only thing that they can possibly do to silence Tucker Carlson at this point. I mean, he's been the one asking about whether or not fake Catholic usurper chief Joe Biden is going to be assassinated. That seems to be the next logical move, the only possible escalation in their bid. Or Joe Biden, Donald Trump. First, they invented the Russia hoax. Then they impeached him twice. Now they've indicted him four times. If he still wins, they just have to kill him. They really do. They're trying to get him off the ballot. They're trying to get Trump off the ballot. Nobody ever tried to get Obama off the ballot, though. Nobody ever said, hey, this guy is like smoking crack. He's doing drugs out in the public, very transactional. Just getting it on with random guys at the bar. He was introduced to me as Barack Obama. This man whom Tucker is interviewing went under oath. He took a lie detector test. And he's very lispy. I mean, when you look at him, you're like, oh yeah, he reminds me of Michael Voris. He definitely has had a lifetime. He probably wears a diaper. No doubt, like Voris, is fighting HIV. Whatever. This should be international news that the United States of America was once ruled by executive orders coming from a man who is a pervert, a sexual deviant. In any other sane universe, it would be news that the president of the United States is a sexual deviant, except insofar as the fact that, as far as we know, many of them have been sexual deviants. That's nothing new. JFK, LBJ, deviants. But at least in the natural sense. I mean, Obama, it may be the only unnatural president that we've ever had, so-called. Only to be outdone by his vice president, Joe Biden, who appears to be a pedophile. Video is now surfacing of Joseph R. Biden whispering to little children when he doesn't think he's being recorded, calling them sexy little children. Don't tell your mother what I told you. That's what he says. Don't tell your mother what I told you. I don't have any words for what the level of grooming that entails. The level of grooming that necessitates. When the president of the United States whispers in your ear as a young child and calls you sexy and then warns you, don't tell your parents. Don't tell your parents what I told you. You have the president of the United States, so-called fake Catholic usurper in chief, Joe Biden, grooming children on camera in the open. And he was vice president to a faggot named Barack Hussein Obama, who used to go by Barry. Barry Obama. Barry Obama had something in common with, what was the name of the D.C. mayor? Barry, Marion Barry? Barry Obama and Marion Baby Barry were both crackheads. It's like that Chris Rock joke. You're like, how can you tell children not to do drugs when the mayor is doing coke? Don't do drugs, you won't be nothing. I could be mayor. Now you can say, don't do drugs. Or let guys rub on your thighs. You won't be nothing. I could be president. The degeneracy, the moral decline in these United States is palpable. It is everywhere, and it is pre-planned.
It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country.
By the way, this is a former high-ranking, top-level KGB who defected to the United States. He is famous for his talks about how the KGB, how the Russians used American culture against us, how they helped us in our moral decline, that moral decline was something that they sought in destabilizing the United States of America.